Today's daf is daf chaf ches. So we got a few lines down on the Amud here. The Gemara had been discussing the Maisa of Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Gamliel, and they just had appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara now says, Tana. This is seven lines down. The last word in the line is Tana. Tana, Oso Yom, that day, Sukul. No, sorry, Tana, we're further down actually. Tana.
That was it.
Chaf ches, yeah. Tana, we're up to Tana Edios, actually. No, we are. Actually, Tana, we are there. Seven lines down, the last word. Tana. Osa Yom, that day, Sokul Shomer Pesach. That day, they removed the guard on the Pesach. V'nitna lehem rishus l'tamidim likanis. They allowed everyone to enter in. Shehaya Rabbi Gamliel, Machaz Omer Rabbi Gamliel, would say, when he was the Nasi, Kol Talmud She'en Tochel Kibaro, lo yikanis l'beis ha-medrash. He said, anyone who's inside, it's not like the outside. They were inconsistent. They were learning Shalal Lishma. They didn't have the proper midas. Whatever the concerns were, it was a very limited group of people were not allowed inside the beis ha-medrash. So they removed such a shomer. There's no bouncer anymore, and everyone was allowed inside. Hahu Yom, and that day, Itosu Kama Safsale, they added so many more benches and chairs into the beis ha-medrash because it was overflowing with people wanting to learn. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Pligiba, there's machlokas between Abba Yosef ben Dustoy v'Rabbanim." They argued how many chairs and benches were actually brought in. Chad Amar, one felt, there's a Tosfi Arba Mea Safsali, 400 benches were brought in. V'Chad Amar Sheva Mea Safsali, others say 700 benches were brought into the base medrash that very day. Habakachal Shadayti Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel felt very bad because all these years, Amar Dilma Chas V'Shalom Manati Torah Yisrael. So perhaps I was holding back 400 chairs worth of people, or benches worth of people, or 700 benches worth of people from learning Torah because I didn't let them in. So he felt so bad that he made a mistake by putting a shomer on the outside. So the Gemara explains, "Achsele bechalma chatzbi chivere demalion kitmin." He had a vision, he had a dream, and in the dream he was shown white pitchers full of dirt, and to hint him that the white pictures on the outside are very nice and pretty and fancy, but inside was nothing more than dirt. In other words, all the Talmidim that came in these days were not worthy of learning. So he felt much better. And the Gemara says, "Lohi, not true. The truth is, Rabbi Gamliel made a mistake. But he was just shown this vision just to give him a little bit of a chizuk. But he was incorrect. He really should have let them in. But they showed him the pictures, the white pictures full of dirt, just to make him feel better. So they ask a question. The Ben Yehoyada says, how is it possible that he saw a dream from Shemayim that was wrong? Right? The Gemara says, they showed him a dream that wasn't really the emes, just to make him feel better. So something from Shemayim could really be sheker. How is that possible? So Ben Yehoyada says, Lemaisa, people should have been brought in, because you have no idea who is, Tochel Kibaro. You should have let everyone in. But Lemaisa, all the Talmidim that joined that day, they were actually not right to be learning. So it was the truth that they were in Tochel Kibaro, but in the end of the day, he should have let everyone in anyways, because you never know who is who. So that was the Maisa. So the Gemara then says, Tana, the Edios, the Meseches Edios tells us, Bo Bayom Nishneis, that this event between Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Gamliel, and the new appointment of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took place Bo Bayom, on that day. So the Gemara says, V'chol Heicha D'Amrin, wherever it says in the Gemara, Bo Bayom, Hahu Yom Mahavi, it was that day. So many different events took place. Whenever Bo Bayom is used, it's referring to this day. So the Gemara says, "V'lo ha'isa halacha sh'ha'isa tuliya beveis medrash shel pirshu." That day, there is so much clarity in the world in the beis medrash. There is no suffix that was brought forward in the beis medrash that had no answer. They were able to explain all the different sfeikos. V'yaf Rabbi Gamliel himself, and this shows a lot about who he was. Lo mana atzma mi beis medrash afilu sh'achas. He did not leave the beis medrash that day even for a moment, even though he was just demoted and there was a terrible thing that was going on. He stayed every second in the beis medrash to learn. The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us, Bo Bayom, that very day, the Mishnah Maseches Yadayim, Ba Yehuda Ger Amoni Lefnei Mebeis Medrash. That day, there was an individual whose name was Yehuda. He was a Ger from an Amoni. He was an Amoni family, and he converted. And he came to the Beis Medrash, and Amar Lehem, he says to them, Ma Ani Lavo Bakal, am I allowed into Kal Yisrael? We know certain nations, even after they convert, are not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So what's my status, he asked. So Amar Lo Rabbi Gamliel, Aser, Atal Avo Bakal, an Amoni is not allowed to enter into the Kal. The Pasuk says, Lo Yavo Amoni Umoavi Bakal Hashem. You're Amoni. Even though you've converted, you still have your roots. You can't marry a Bas Yisrael. So comes along Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Mutter, Atal Avo Bakal. He argues, and now Rabbi Yeshua had the strength and confidence to argue in the face of Rabbi Gamliel, now that he's been demoted. And he says, you're allowed to marry. So it's a big question. How could you marry in? This is a Ger Amoni. So Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel explains. Falo kfar nemar. Doesn't the pasuk say mafurish pasuk Rabbi Yeshua lo yavo Amoni umoavi bekal Hashem? And he's a Amoni. How could he marry into Klal Yisrael?
So what is supposed to
mean? So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua v'chi Amon umoav. Another Bas Amoni or something. Who knows? But
Judaism.
No, it's a Jew. No, it's a convert. Gioris. V'chi Amon umoav bimkomon heyom heyoshin. Are Ammon and Moab living in their place where they grew up? Are they still in their countries? Kvar Allah Sancheirav Hamelch Ashur uBilbul Eskol HaUmos. He came along Sancheirav and he mixed all the nations. So it was all one big melting pot, the entire world. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, the Osir Gvulos Amim, they moved along all the different borders of the nations. V'asidoseim Shosesu, and he took the different spoils and treasures from the nations. V'orid Ka'abir Yoshin, and he placed them, he brought down the greatness from the many people. So this is a reference to, there was a whole bilbul of the entire world. So no one knows where they actually came from. V'chol de parish, meruva parish. So now this individual came from the rove of a big melting pot. Now we don't know if he says he comes from Amon, but we don't know if that's the case. So we have to assume he comes from the rove. And since rove of the world now is all one mixed together, rove is not from Amoni, so we assume the individual is not Amoni. We go based on the rove. Rove people in the world are not Amoni. And therefore, he's a regular guy who's now converted and may marry into Kal Hashem. So Amar lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says, "V'alo kfar nemar." Doesn't the pasuk in Yirmiyahu tell us, "V'achri chein ashiv eshvus b'nei Amon num Hashem el kfar shavu"? Doesn't the pasuk tell us that in the future I'm going to return everyone back b'nei Amon? The nation of Amon are going to be returned back to the nation, and they've already returned back to the nation. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "V'alok far nemar." Doesn't the pasuk also say in Amos, "V'shafti es shvus am Yisrael"? I'm going to return back my nation, Am Yisrael. V'adayin lo shavu. They didn't return back. So just like Am Yisrael has not returned back to Eretz Yisrael, so too this pasuk hasn't been fulfilled yet either. And therefore, everyone in the world is considered one big melting pot. And we don't assume he's an Ammoni, and that's why he can marry into the Kal. And miyad hitiru levav bokal. They permitted this individual Yehuda Ger Ammoni to marry into the Kal. So Amram Gamliel Halva Hachi Havda, since this was the case, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, Ozil Vafaisal Rabbi Yeshua. He felt like maybe he was wrong. The fact that Siyata Deshmaya gave him the koach to pass like Rabbi Yeshua, he realized finally he made a mistake with Rabbi Yeshua, that he embarrassed him. So he went to go visit Rabbi Yeshua to appease him. Kimata Lebesa, when he got to the house of Rabbi Yeshua, Chazina Lashyasa Debesa Dimashachran. He saw that the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house was black. There was soot all over. Amar Leir, Rabbi Gamliel says, Mikosi Beischa, from the walls of your house, Ata Niker Shepach Mi Ata. You're a, what do they call it? A coal? Something? A blacksmith?
A blacksmith.
A blacksmith of some sort. So Amar Leir, Oy lo Lador Shatam of Parnasa. He says, well, Yeshua says, woe to such a nation, such a generation, that you are the one who's in charge, Rabbi Gamliel. Shiata Yodea B'tsaron Shotamidi Chacham. You don't know what it's like to live like a Tamil Chacham, to live in poverty. Rabbi Gamliel, you're the Nasi, you had wealth. You don't know what it's like to be a real Talmud Chacham. Behemis Parsim, Mabahemis Parsim, Umahim Gnuzim. You know, what I have to do to make ends meet, to support my family. I'm a blacksmith, I'm trying to learn in between. You have no idea what it's like. You don't appreciate the Tsar of your nation. So Amar lo, Rabbi Gamliel says back to him, Naneshilecha Machli. He says, I hear what you're saying, and please forgive me. So Lo Ashkech Bey, Rabbi Yeshua ignored the Mechila of Rabbi Gamliel. Also, Bishvil Kavod Abba says, "Don't do it for me, Rabbi Gamliel." Says, "Do it for the kavod of my father, of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, or some say other, perhaps to his zaydi who is Hillel Hazaken." So, do it for some of my yichas, not for me, but for my family. And Pius and Rabbi Shua granted him the mechila. So then the Gemara says, "Amru the Chacham said, Ma neza v'leima l'rabbanim. Who's going to tell the base medrash now that finally Rabbi Gamliel appeased Rabbi Shua and they made peace, and now we could reinstate Rabbi Gamliel as a nasi? Who's going to tell the base medrash?" So Amalu Ahu Koves, a certain launder, Ana Azilna, I'll go tell them. I'll be the messenger. So he's the messenger. Shalach Lu Rabbi Yeshua the Beis Medrash. He sent him to the Beis Medrash, and he sent in a mashal so they could understand what was going on. They said as follows: Mande Lavish Madeli of Azmada. Those or he who was used to wearing a certain coat should continue to wear the coat. In reference to Rabbi Gamliel, who would wear the clothing of Nisias, let him continue to wear Umande Lo Lavish. Mada, Yemer Le Lamandu Lavish, Mada. So the one who is not used to wearing it, namely Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, who's not used to wearing the Nisias, he should wear it. Shalach Madach Vana Abishai, send him the coat, and they'll let Rabbi Gamliel be reinstated as the Nasi. So this was like the mashal he was trying to send to get the message across. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan, Chuka Gali, lock the doors. Tilo Lacey Abdi the Rabbanan, Gamliel, Ulitzar the Rabbanan. We'll lock the doors so that the Avadim, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, don't come in and start causing all this tsar to the Chachamim who just demoted him. So Amar Rabbi Shua says, Mut of the Akim Ve'eza Anar Lagabayu. So they didn't really accept the words of the Kovis. It wasn't Makabel by the Beis Medrash. They're still very upset at Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll go. Mut of the Akim Ve'eza Anar Lagabayu. I'll go. I'm the one. I'll show them that I was Mochel and Rabbi Gamliel, and I'll make peace. Also, Tarfa Ababa, he came and knocked on the door. Now the doors were locked already. Rabbi Yeshua was on the outside knocking on the Beis Medrash. Amar Lahu, he says to them, Mazeh ben Mazeh Yazeh. Let the Kohen, who's the son of the Kohen, sprinkle the Mechatas. And she'eno lo mazev lo ben mazev. Though he who is not roy to sprinkle the paraduma waters, and is not the son of a ben mazev, yomer lo mazev ben mazev, should he say to the Kohen who should sprinkle it? So again, this is another muscle, and to get the point that Rabbi Gamliel had been used to the Nesias, let him continue to be the Nesias. He comes from a line of Rabbi Shimon and Hillel Zakein, let him continue. And me, I don't have I don't have the yichas of Nesias, and I'm not going to be the Nasi anymore. Me, Meimecha, the one of a non-Kohen who sprinkles the waters of Paraduma, Meimara. Even he sprinkles real water of the Ma'ayan, it's considered like it's water from the Ma'ara, which is possible for Paraduma. And he takes the Afer of the Paraduma, Azar, it's as if it's a Farcha, Afer Maklitz. If it's a regular ashes, that's not Paraduma. Meaning, I'm not Roy to be the Nasi, let Rabbi Gamliel be the Nasi. This was what he was saying from the outside as he knocked on the door. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, ah, Rabbi Yeshua, Jinispaista, yet you were appeased by Rabbi Gamliel. So Kluma, Asinu Ela Bishvil Kvodcha, we only did this for your own kavod. So now that you've been mochel, so let's reinstate Rabbi Gamliel. Lamacha Aniva Ata Nashkim Lepiska, we're going to go back to the Pesach, and we're going to tell Rabbi Elazar ben Azari he's no longer the Nasi, and we'll reinstate Rabbi Gamliel. So Amri,
Nasi for a very short time.
Yeah. So Amri, they said, Heichi Navid, what should we do? So now we have a problem. Nabre, if we're going to really remove Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, the Gemiri, we have a halacha, we have a tradition. Malin Bekodesh Vein Maridin. Once you elevate a person, elevate something, someone, you can't demote them. Now, if we're going to say, okay, so now we want to make Rebbe Gamliel the Nasi again, and we want to keep Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria the Nasi as well, so how do you deal with two Nasiim? So Nidrosh Mar Chada Shabbosah and Mar Chada Shabbosah. If they're going to alternate Shabbosahs, who's going to give the drasha? You have two rabbis in charge. Asa Laknui. That's going to create jealousy between the two of them. Ella Lidrosh Rabbi Gamliel Tlasa Shabbosah. Let Rabbi Gamliel darshan three of four Shabbosahs, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Chada Shabbosah, and every fourth will be Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. This way, we'll see they'll both be a nasi, but Rabbi Gamliel will have the upper hand. He'll have more of the power since this was his nasis. The Hainu Damar Mar, that's when we have many times in the Gemara. One example is the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel, when Rabbi Shua had asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma went to visit him on Yantif. So Rabbi Shua says to him, Shabbos Shami Hayisa, who is the Darshan the Shabbos? We mean, who is the Darshan? Who's the Rav? We mean, there's a different Rabbanim? The answer is yes. There's the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and there's Rabbi Gamliel. And that particular Shabbos in the Gemara Chagiga, the answer to him was Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Hayisa. He was the one who was giving the drasha that Shabbos. The Gemara says, V'olsa Talmud, this is what Harry has said yesterday. And who is this Talmud who started the whole process on yesterday's daf, who created the whole issue in the first place, who asked the question whether Marv is Rishus or Chova? Who was it? It was none other than Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Hava. He was the one.
What's Hashem saying his name? What's
the Tachlis? There are different reasons why.
I listened to Rabbi Shear from about 15 years ago.
But let's go. So the Gemara says, let's go to go fight. The Gemara says, V'sham Musafin Kol Yom.
And how they say Bo Yom is all happening.
Yeah.
The idea is to happen this day.
Yeah.
So you see that the Talmidim that came in were obviously Roy, the people that came in. So what's it, Ben Yom that says that?
I'm not sure what you mean. I'm not sure what you mean, but let's talk afterwards. V'sham Musafin Kol Yom, and the Musaf is meant to be davened all day long. So the Gemara says, Amr B'Yochanan, B'Yochanan says, even though you're allowed to daven Musafin Kol Yom, Nikra Poshe, one who does delay Musaf past the seventh hour, even though it's allowed to, he's called the Poshe. That's called negligent to delay it so much. So Tanur Rabban of the Brisa says, Hayu Lufanov Shtei Tfilos, so you have in front of you two davenings, Achas Shel Mincha V'Achas Shel Musaf. So which should you daven first? So the Gemara says, Mispal Shel Mincha V'Acharkach Mispal Shel Musaf. You should daven Mincha before him. Shezo Tadira V'Zo Eino Tadira. Because Mincha, as we know, is every single day. Musaf isn't every single day. Tadir V'Shino Tadir Tadir Kodim. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Omer, mispal shel musaf, you should say musaf, v'charkach mispal shel mincha, shezo mitzah overis, shezo mitzah enum overis, because mincha has more time. Musaf, according to Yehuda, only has until the seventh hour. You only got a half an hour left. You may as well get that which you might miss. So you should daven musaf first, and then daven mincha afterwards. How do we paskin? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha mispal shel mincha, v'charkach mispal shel musaf. You should daven mincha before davening musaf. Rabbi Zeir Kiyava Chalish Megirsa, when he was very weak, so he couldn't learn well. So Hava Aziv Yosef Apischa the Bay Rabbi Nasan Bartuvi. He would sit in front of the base Medrash of Rabbi Nasan. And Amar, he says, Ki Chalf Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan would pass by me, the Talmid Chacham would leave and come to the base Medrash. Az Eikem Mekamai, I will stand up for these at Rabbanan. Ve'akaba Agra, to receive some schar, because I can't get schar limud anymore. I'm too weak, but let me at least get schar of Shavin Kovet to the Torah. So Nafik also, Rabbi Nasan Bartuvi, he came out and left. And Amar Le, Rabbi Zeir says to him, Man Amar Halacha Be Medrasha, who gave the drasha, who gave the shir today in the base medrash? Amar Le, he says, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, the Amar Mispala Adam Shemosav, the Harkach Mispala Shemincha, we don't hold that way, rather we hold like the Chacham, that you should have a Mincha first. So Amar Le, Rabbi Zeir says back to him, Rabbi Yochanan Amra, this was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Le, in, yeah, it was. So he asked him to say it over 40 times, so he should do chazara, and he'll remember that Rabbi Yochanan passed in this way. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Nasan asked Rabbi Zeira, so why is this halacha so chaviv to you? You want to know it 40 times? So chadahilacha, is this is this something that's the first thing you ever heard, and therefore it's so chaviv? Oh, chadahilach, or it's a chiddush to you, you never heard it before. So is it the first halacha you ever heard from him, or is this a chiddush, a new halacha? So Amar Lei, chadahil, it's a new chiddush, I never heard this before. So Mishum de Mesapka Libri Rabbi Shub and Levi, I was unclear how Rabbi Shub and Levi paskin, and therefore now you made it clear for me that Rabbi Yochanan paskins, because he thought that Rabbi Yeshua had said this. It was really Rabbi Yochanan who made the statement that we paskin like Chachamim instead of Rabbi Yehuda. Now this comes up sometimes in a day like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when we daven so late, so it could be that Musaf and Mincha could come at the same time. What should you do? So some say that the halacha is we say you say Musaf before Mincha. Because in the Tzibur, this whole question really, according to the Rambam, is only be Yachid. When it comes to Yachid, you could daven Mincha before Musaf. When it comes to Tzibur, if you have a Tzibur to daven Mincha before Musaf, it's going to be very, very confusing for the Tzibur, and therefore, one should certainly daven Musaf before Mincha. Gemara now says, Amr Bishub and Levi, call Mispalel Tefillah Shal Musafin La'acha Sheva Shos. One who davens Musaf after 7 hours, Le Rabbi Yehuda, what does the Pasuk say? I love a Kasuf Omer about such a person. It says in Sanya, Nugei Mimoed Asafti Mimech Hayu. How do they define this, if you don't mind me asking?
Broken because of the appointed time I have destroyed, they are from you.
Okay, so it's a strange pasuk, but either way, nuge means to be broken. The Gemara is about to prove that in a second. They're broken for delaying the moed, the zman of Musaf. So the Gemara wants to know, my mashba dahai nuge lishna de tavrahu. How do you know the word nuge? Tavra is broken in Aramaic. So how do you know the word nuge means tavra? So kedimatargim Rav Yosef would, he explained this pasuk. Tavra asi al saneim de beis Yisrael. There is that which is broken on the enemies of Israel, meaning those who are not following the halacha. Al da'achri, on the fact that zimnei mo'adai de Yerushalayim, that they delayed the moed of Yerushalayim. So we see here that the word tavra is a definition of nuge. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Elazar, kol ha'mispalel tefillah shel shacharis la'achar arba shos. One who davened shacharis after 4 hours, which according to Yehuda is too late, the Rebbe Yehuda, Allah v'kas omer, about such a person, it says, nuge mimoed asafti mimech hayu. So he says, he quotes the same pasuk. So my mashma, the high nuge lishna de tzarehu. So this is a lashon of tzar, not broken, but it's something that's painful. So how do you know the word nuge means painful? Dechseva dal finafshi mituga, that the nefesh is falling apart from tzar. So he holds it means tzar, while the previous opinion felt it meant broken. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, he said, I bring you a different source that it means tsar, mehacha from the pasuk in Eicha, besulosea nugos v'marla, that the besulos were in great tsar, and it was bitter, and Yerushalayim was bitter. No, those hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because those hold like Chachamim, it's Chatzos. Yeah, only those hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, because Chachamim, it's not an issue.
Right.
So I guess Rabbi Yehuda... No. Shachar is down Shachar for 4 hours, even Yom Kippur.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, we always get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, Musaf, I'm saying. Musaf.
Now, this is talking about...
No, the one before was like 7 hours.
Oh, I don't... cool. Oh. We pass in Kol Yom.
Because
sometimes we have a musaf after one. Right. So then the Gemara says, Rav Avya Chalash, he was weak, he wasn't able to make it to the base magistrate to the shir of Rav Yosef. The Machar, Kiyasa, when he came, when Rav Avya came to the next day to the base magistrate, by Abai La Nuchai died to the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was a little, he felt bad. He was a little insulted that Rav Avya didn't come to the shir. So the next day, when he came to the shir, so Abaye asked, wanted to appease the Das and to give Nachas Ruach to Rav Yosef a little bit. So Amarle, so he said to Rav Avya in front of Rav Yosef, my time alo asamar lepirka. So why didn't you come to Rabbi Shir yesterday? Where were you, Rav Avya? Amarle, dehava chalash libe v'lo matzina. I was very weak. I didn't have the strength, the koach to come to a shir. Amarle, Abaye says, amaylo tamta mide v'asas. Why didn't you taste a little bit? Give yourself some sugar and energy and come. Amarle, lo savar lamar lehad Rav Huna. Rav Avya responds back to Abaye, do not hold of the psak of Rav Huna. You can't eat before Musaf. So you should have daven biyachidus and then litom mide lemesa and then eat a little bit and then come. Skip tefillah b'tzibur, but daven biyachidus to come to shir. Do you not hold of the other statement in Rabbi Yochanan's name? You can't daven before the tzibur davens. Amarlei, Abaye says, "Lav itmar la." Was it not said on this? Amar Rabbi Abba, "Betzibur shani." This is only a din of a tzibur. If you're davening in a tzibur, if you're in the shul, you can't daven before the rest of the tzibur. But if you're home, then you're certainly allowed to daven biyachidus. V'les hilchasa lo Rav Huna v'lo Rabbi Shimon Levi. We don't pass like Rav Huna, nor do we pass like Rabbi Shimon Levi. So which Rav Huna, which Rabbi Shimon Levi? So Gemara says, Rav Huna l'hadamrin, that which we just said, you can't taste before Musaf, we don't agree with that. You say you're one to daven shachris, you are allowed to taste before Musaf. That's what we hold like. And number two is, we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon Levi with respect to Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi, that kevin shegiyas man tfilas mincha, as lo l'adam sheyitam klum kodem sheyispal tfilas mincha, he says you can't taste anything before davening Musaf, and the answer is you can. Now this is not referring to meals, it's referring to tasting things. So it's during Musaf, let's say, or at mincha time, you could certainly taste things. In terms of meals, that becomes problematic. So the new Mishnah tells us as follows now. Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, people are not so makbid on this. People should be makbid on this. But the din is that he would daven before entering to the base medrash. Would be tziyasa, and he'd also say a short tefillah when he'd leave, a tefillah katara. So Amr Lo, they said to him, ma makum la tefillah zu. What's the place? Where does this tefillah come from? Who made this tefillah? So Amr Lo, he says, b'knisasi ani mispal shlo yera dvar tekala ayadi. When I come into the shul, I want to make sure I don't make a mistake. I'm going to be learning. I'm going to be passing shalat. I don't want there to be a mistake. Ubitziyasa, when I leave, ani nosin hoda al chelki. I want to thank Hashem for the chelik I have, the opportunity to learn. So people think you can only daven like Shemona Esrei, you know, shachris mincha marv. The answer is you could daven anything you want all day long. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said in the Gemara a couple weeks ago, halavai she adam ispal koyom. Havai, a person davens all day long. What does that mean, davens all day long? What it means is when a person goes to do something, you should say, daven. I'm about to go into a business deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me atzlacha. I'm about to do, you know, look for a parking spot in New York City. Please help me find the parking spot. So everything you do, there's a tefillah you could say. You can make your own tefillahs up, like Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. So the Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us that b'knisaso ma'u omer. What was the actual tefillah he would say? So the Gemara says, and this is found in the beginning of many Gemaras, he wrote some, like if you open up like the inside page of a Gemara, they have oftentimes that that tefillah. I don't know if mine has one. Yeah, it has it right here. So what's the nusach? They say as follows. He wrote some lufanecha Hashem Elokai, shlo yera dvar takal ayadi, there shouldn't be any mistakes on my account. V'lo ekasho b'dvar halach, I don't make a mistake in how to paskin. V'yismichu bi chaverai, and my friends shouldn't rejoice over any mistakes I make. V'lo omer al tamei tawar v'al tawar tamei v'lo yikashu chaverai b'dvar halach v'esmach b'hem, I shouldn't make a mistake, same idea. U'b'tziyasu, in his departure from the base medrash, mahu omer, what would he say? Moda nil fanecha Hashem l'kai shesamte chelki miyoshi base medrash v'lo samte chelki miyoshi kronos. Shanu mashkim, this is familiar, of course, from Siyum. Shanu mashkim v'hei mashkimim anu mashkim l'dvei Torah. There's slightly different nischalos here. V'hei mashkim l'dvar metelim anu amel v'heim a melim anu ani amel amakabal sachar v'heim amelim v'heim amakabal sachar ani rotz v'heim rotzim ani rotz l'chayelim abav v'heim rotzim l'ver shacha. So that was the nusach we'd say every day when you'd leave the base medrash. So the Tanur Barna Braisa tells us now one time, Kishachala Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer was sick, Nichnasu Tamidav Lebakra. His students came to visit him to see how he was doing. Amrullah said to him, Rabbeinu, Please teach us, the way for Olam Haba. Amar Lem, so Rabbi Elazar tells him the secret. Hizharu b'chod ha'chavrechem, be respectful to your peers. Umino b'necham mina higayon, and prevent your children from higayon. What does higayon mean? It literally means like the logic. I'm not sure they define it here, but Rashi writes here on the top, and these four lines down, the wide lines, he says, Mehigayom lo targilum b'mikra yosemidai mishum demashcha. A person shouldn't spend too much time in Tanakh. Tanakh, of course, is good. But you spend too much time in Tanakh, you get lost in the world of Tanakh, and you don't learn Mishnayos and Gemara and Halacha, so don't let them get too overwhelmed in the world of Tanakh. That was his eitzah. Pretty interesting. Voshivum, we have actually many instances in the Gemara, a couple instances, where you see great Amorim didn't know Tanakh well. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that jumps to mind where they asked, I forget who it was exactly, they asked the Sirna Mora, how come it says, I forget now. It says Tov in the second Dibros, but not Tov in the first Dibros. So the response back is, before you ask me why, ask me even if. I don't even know if it says Tov in this one versus that one. I don't know Tanakh. And there's another Gemara in Avodah Zarah that tells us, I think it's Rabbi Abahu had said to some apikorsim, this person is an Adam Gadol, about some Rav. So they met the Rav and they started asking him kashas, what does this pasuk mean, what does that pasuk mean, this pasuk, and he didn't know the answer. So they started beating him up. So Rabbi Abahu came and says, why are you beating him up? I told you he's an Adam Gadol. I said, but we asked him questions, he doesn't know the answer. He said, what do you ask him? This pasuk and that pasuk. He says, he doesn't know Tanakh, he knows Gemara and Mishnah, but not Tanakh, who knows Tanakh? So, of course, it's not really belittling Tanakh, Chas v'Shalom. But the point here is that he was emphasizing don't spend your whole life on Tanakh because then it's going to draw you in there and you won't have the opportunity to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. So then the Gemara says, Voshivum bein birkei tamid chachamim, and you should place your children within amongst the knees, the seatings of tamid chachamim, make them surrounded by them. Uchshatem ispalim, when you daven, du lefnei miata yo omnim, be aware of in front of whom you're davening. Ubishvil kach tisku lechai olam haba, and through this you and your children will be bizocha to olam haba. These are the few different points of eitzah that Rabbi Elazar gave his tamidim. When he got sick, his students came to visit him. They saw him, so then he saw his tamidim, he began to cry. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai began to cry. So Amar lo tamidav, his tamidim asked him, Ner Yisrael, the candle of Klal Yisrael, Amud Hayimini, the middle pillar, Patish HaChazak, the strong hammer, Mipnei Mata Boche, you're so strong, you've accomplished so much, why are you crying? So Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Yochanan says back to his Talmidim, Ilu lefnei melech basar v'dam, how you molichinosi, had you been schlepping me to stand in front of a human king? So shayom kan machar bakever, I'm not scared of a melech basar v'dam. Today he's alive, tomorrow he's going to be dead. Shim kawais alive, he gets angry at me, and kaso kasolam, his anger doesn't last forever. He's mortal. Vim osarni, if he's going to put me in jail, and it's olam, I'm not stuck forever, I still got it olam haba. Vim mimi saying, if he kills me in this world, imi sasi mi says, oh, that's not an eternal death because I still have Olam Haba. However, avani yachol lefaiso b'dvarim ulshachtu b'mamon, I could appease him with words, I could manipulate him, I could bribe him. There are ways out of this. V'yafa pikein, still nonetheless, hayisi boch, I'm still scared to go to be judged by a basa b'dam. V'achshu, but now, shemolichin osi lefnei melech malchim lechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm at the end of my life, and they're dragging me to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Chai V'Kayim Li'olam Ulolim Olamim, he's of course eternal, Shim Kois alive, he gets angry, his Kaso Kas Olam, his anger is forever. Vim Osrein, if he's going to put me in jail, Yisur Yisur Olam, I'm going to be Gehenna forever. Vim Misein, if he kills me, Misasa Misas Olam, his death is the death from Olam Haba. Vein Yachal Paisa B'Dvam, I can't appease him in words, V'lo Shach B'Mamon, I can't bribe him. So there are a number of questions here, of course, Tshuva is a possibility, you can bribe Hashem with, in a word, you can appease him, but still it's very different than certainly a Basar V'Dam. V'lo O, not only that, El Shiesh Lefnei, Lefanai, Shnei Drachma, I've got two paths to go. I don't know which path they're going to drag me on, and below Efka, I shouldn't cry about such a predicament. So Amr Lo, the Talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu, Barchenu, please give us a bracha. So after this humility, this long this statement, they said, please give us a bracha. So Amr Lehem, he says, Yihiratzam, Shethei Mora Shemaim Aleichem, Kimora Basar V'Dam. You should have the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you fear the king. Amr lo tamidav ad kan, that's it, that's the bracha you're giving us. Amr lehem, he says to them, Halavai, if you could get to that level. That's a worthy level that you're not anywhere near. And Teda, give you a proof because Kishadam over Aveira, Omer, Shal Yarni Adam. When a person does a sin, he says, hopefully no one saw me do this. So clearly you're scared of man much more than you're scared of God. So first get to the level of your Shemaim like you're scared of a Basar Adam, and then we can work on another level. So then the Gemara says, "Bishas p'tirasa." When Rabbi Yochanan died, Amar Lemi said right before he passed away, "Panu kalim, please remove all the kalim from the house. B'pnei tumah, so the my tumah of the tumas may shouldn't affect it. The hechinu kisei lechizkia melch Yuda sheba, and prepare a throne for Chizkia melch because he's coming to escort me to Gan Eden." Interesting. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'chol yom.
He was a descendant from
Chizkia. That was his yichas. Okay. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Gamliel Omer, B'chol yom v'yom mispal adam shmona esrei, a person should daven shmona esrei every single day. There's a machlokus between the Rambam Ramban, where the tefillah is deraisa derabanan. The Rambam holds that every single day the mitzvah of tefillah is a deraisa. Ramban argues and says, no, tefillah is only be'es tzara when there's a moment of trouble, a dire need, which could happen only so often. So he says it's only derabanan every single day. Rav Soloveitchik explained that they're really both agreeing. The Rambam holds it's also Eis Tzara, but every single day is an Eis Tzara. The Eis Tzara, every single day, the Eis Tzara might not be as big as other situations, but every single day, we don't know what's going to be today. There's an Eis Tzara. We need a Parnasa, we need Refuah, we need health, we need whatever it is. Every day is an Eis Tzara, and therefore they both agree that fundamentally Tefillah is about Eis Tzara. The question is how one defines an Eis Tzara. The Rambam felt it was every single day, so therefore the mitzvah Tefillah is a deraisa. That's Rabbi Gamliel's position. Every day should daven Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, you know, you could daven an abridged version of Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to daven all 18/19 brachas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Shigura Tfilasa Befiv, if you know it well, it's you're comfortable reading through it, you know, then Mispal Shmoneh Esrei, then you could daven all 18 brachas of Im Lav. If you don't know it well, you're struggling over the words, then Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, then you could rely on the abridged version of Rabbi Yeshua's Tfilah. Come along, small, shorter vision. Abridged, yeah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'osa Tfilaso Keva, a person who davens his Tfilah Keva, Ein Tfilaso Tachnunim, his Tfilah is not considered Tachnun as a one from an emotional Tfilah. He's just davening as Keva, it's like by rote. He just says the words. He doesn't feel it, he's not into the Tfilah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ha'olech Mimakum Sakana, a person who travels in a dangerous place, he should be mispalel tefillah ktsara v'omer, he should say a short tefillah, and say, Hosha Hashem es amcha es sheiras Yisrael b'chol parshas ha'ibor, Hashem should save me from every single travels of mine. Yitzrichem lefanecha baruch atah Hashem shemeh tefillah. So this is a type of tefillah sederach. We'll see the Gemara in tomorrow's daf about the real nusach of tefillah sederach, but this is, in essence, tefillah sederach. So then the Gemara says that Hayarochev ha'alachamor, a guy is riding a donkey, yeyred, he should get off the donkey, vispal, he shouldn't daven while sitting on a donkey, he should get down and daven. V'meinu yachol leyred, if he can't go down because he's scared that the chamor might run away, so then yachzir, as part of he should stay on the donkey, but he should face himself to the direction of Yerushalayim. V'meinu yachol l'hachzir, as part of if he can't, the donkey's too stubborn, he can't get it around, so then he should face whatever direction he's facing, but he should yechaven es libo, Keneged Beis Kachikarashim. He should at least have in mind he's davening towards, at least mentally, he should be davening towards the Kachikarashim. And the Mishnah finishes off saying, Hayah Mahalach Besfino Ba'asta. He's traveling on a boat, or what's the Ha'asta? How do they define it? A raft. And Yechavin Eslibo Keneged Beis Kachikarashim. He doesn't know which direction he's going in. He can't change the direction. There as well, he should mentally imagine himself davening towards the Kodesh Kadashim. So the Gemara wants to know now, these 18 brachas that were just introduced to us by Rabbi Gamliel, Hani Shmoneh Esrei Kenegin Mi. What were they mitakin Kenegin? Where did 18 Chai, of course, is a big number, but what was it directly connected to? So Amar Rabbi Hillel, Rei Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Kenegin Shmoneh Esrei Askaros, Shamar David, Behavu Hashem B'nei Elam. And that Kipitul Tilm Hashem is mentioned 18 times, so connected those 18 times, we have 18 brachas. Rav Yosef, we'll see that in a second. Rav Yosef Amar, that Kenegesh Shmona Esrei Askaros Shabbat Kriyashma. In Shema, there are 18 name mentions of Hashem, so Kenegesh those mentions of Hashem's name. And Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, Kenegesh Shmona Esrei Chulios Shabbat Shidra, the 18 different vertebrae in the spine. So these are three different sources where we get 18 from. We'll get to 19 in just a second, David. So then Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, Amas Palel, Tzarech sheyich ra'ad sheyis pakiku kol chulios shebeshidra. Based on, we just mentioned the 18 vertebrae, so when a person bows down during the different bowings of Shemoneh Esrei, he should bow down to the point where every vertebrae is bent. So ulamar, ad kadei sheyira isar keneged libo. He should bend down so much that he is able to see if there were to be a coin on the ground, his chest, his lave, is parallel to the coin on the ground. That's how much he should bend. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Kevin, Shin, Niyana, Rosha, once you just kind of tilt your head a bit, Shuv, Eino, Tzarch, you don't need to bend any further. He argues, and just a little slant would be sufficient. Then Amar, Rava says, V'hu, T'mitzar, Nafshe, U'mechzik, Man, Dikari. It's only true if it's a person, it's hard for him to do so, and he can't bend any further, so then he's Yotz, as long as he shows he wants to bend down, but the stress there, the tightness isn't allowing him to. But if a guy is flexible enough, he should certainly do a full bend. So the Gemara asks David's question. Honey, Timnesar, are there 18 brachas? Tishasir Havi, there are 19 brachas. So Amar Belevi, Birchas HaTzadukim, Beyavna Tiknu. Andre Knesset Gedolah were the ones who established the 18 brachas. That's why he called Shemoneh Esrei. But later on, in the times of Tzadukim and Yavna, they added a 19th bracha. Malshim, exactly. So now the Gemara says that, well, we need a source. Everything that we do is always a source. So we have 18 Shemus Hashem in the Kipitel Tilim, 18 Shemus Hashem in Kriyashma, 18 vertebrate. But with the source of the 19th bracha that they just created, so the Gemara says, Kenegin mi tiknu, Kenegin who was the 19th bracha established? So Amar Rebbe Levi, the Rebbe Hillel Brei, the Bishul Bar Nachmani, he's the one who said the 18 names of Hashem in the Kapitel Tehillim of Havul Hashem B'nei Elim. So he says, the 19th one, this Kenegin, Kael HaKavod Hirim. Kael is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but still a shame of Hashem. So that's the 19th mention of Hashem's name in that Kapitel, that's the 19th bracha. The Rav Yosef, who said it was based on the 18 names of Hashem in Shema, so where's the 19th name? He says, Kenegin Echad Shevet Kriyat Shema, that's the 19th bracha. And the Rabbi Tanachim Amar Rabbi Shuman Levi Keneged Chulya Katana Shebeshidra. Apparently, there's a very small vertebrae which doesn't really count as the big 18, but enough of one to be considered a 19 in a Hasafa of the various brachas. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll continue, I guess, together.
When you bend down.